Dad was sitting up in bed reading his book when Izzy came in.
"Are you feeling better now?" asked Izzy.
"Better than yesterday," said Dad,
but his voice sounded funny and stuffy and his nose was all red and raw. Dad closed his book, tore a tissue from the tissue box and sneezed hard into it as Izzy clambered up onto the bed.
"Do you think you'll feel better tomorrow, Dad? Can we go outside if the rain stops? Do you think it'll stop raining tomorrow?"
Whoa, so many questions, Izzy.
"We'll just have to wait and see," said Dad. He yawned and lay back on the pillow and closed his eyes. Izzy lay quietly across the foot of the bed for what seemed like ages. She listened to the sound of Dad's soft little snores and the faint whistling of the wind through unseen cracks in the window frame. She watched as the rain ran in thick streams down the windowpane, making the whole world outside look wobbly. And she wondered to herself if life would always feel this sad. Lightning flashed. It lit up the night like daytime, and that's when she saw it again. A mishmash of colour sat on the windowsill. The heavy rain and growing darkness made it difficult to see, but in that bright moment, she saw it. Izzy sat bolt upright. It wasn't Granny's pot plant, but a real living thing. It huddled on the windowsill, a little ball of colour. But what it was, she couldn't tell.
"Dad, wake up! You have to open the window. We have to let it in," said Izzy.
Dad woke with a jump, just as a thunderclap boomed above the house, shaking its very foundations.
"What is it, Izzy?" asked Dad.
Izzy pointed to the window.
"There's something out there, Dad. Let it in. It needs our help."
Dad padded over to the window. Izzy wished he would move faster. They both looked out into the night. Another flash of lightning lit up the world, but the little thing was gone.
"There's nothing there, Izzy," said Dad, making his way back to bed.
"The thunder must have scared it away," said Izzy. "We have to go out and get it, Dad. We can't just leave it outside."
"No, Izzy, it's late and it's not safe for us to be out in a storm. Anyway, it's your bedtime," said Dad.
"Please," said Izzy.
Dad had his grumpy face on. It seemed to Izzy that these days Dad's face was always grumpy. Mum called from the other room.
"Come on, darling, bedtime."
"We'll look tomorrow morning, okay?"
said Dad.
"Now, go and get some sleep, love."
He kissed Izzy goodnight before turning to face the wall and pulling the blankets up over his shoulder. Izzy didn't really like that answer very much. In fact, in that moment, she didn't really like Dad very much either.